MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Climate Coal. 40 companies died last month, while three startups raised $1.4 billion. In the last 30 days, 40 climate technology companies went out of business. In the same 30 days, three climate startups, an AI materials discovery company in Cambridge, a thermal battery maker, and a critical minerals developer, raised a combined $1.4 billion at 11-figure valuations. We know this because we pulled every dated climate tech deal record from the last month, 200 of them, from seed rounds to IPOs, and read the whole ledger, not just the headline side. Data as of August 11th, 2026.
The two facts are not a contradiction. They are the same event, photographed from opposite ends. The greatest concentration of climate capital ever recorded is happening at the exact moment the climate tech long tail is dying at a rate of more than one company per day. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. During our research into private market deal records, funding syndicates, and the mortality side of the venture ledger, we found a story about why climate capital is collapsing into a handful of giant bets, what the 40 dead companies have in common, and what the death-to-mega-round ratio tells us about where the energy transition actually stands.
Section 1. How Climate Venture Got Here. To understand what last month's data means, you have to understand the three eras of climate capital. The first era, Clean Tech 1.0, ran from roughly 2006 to 2012, a wave of venture money into solar manufacturing, biofuels, and thin film everything, which ended in a famous massacre when cheap Chinese solar panels and the shale gas boom destroyed the economics of nearly every funded startup. The losses were not marginal. Iconic companies that had raised hundreds of millions, module makers, cellulosic ethanol plants, electric car hopefuls, went to zero in a span of about 18 months. And the phrase clean tech became so toxic that funds scrubbed it from their own names.
The lesson the industry internalized was that venture capital should not fund capital-intensive hardware against commodity price curves.
The second era arrived after the Paris Agreement and accelerated through the zero interest rate years, Climate Tech 2.0. This wave was broader and softer. Carbon accounting software, off-grid solar for emerging markets, plant-based everything, carbon credit marketplaces, small hydro, hobbyist hydrogen. The checks were smaller, the valuations forgiving, and the business models often depended on regulatory goodwill and corporate sustainability budgets rather than unit economics. Between 2020 and 2022, thousands of these companies were funded on the theory that the energy transition would lift every green boat at once.
The third era is the one the data now shows, the era of giant, concentrated, infrastructure-grade bets. The logic inverted. Instead of sprinkling capital across 1,000 light green software plays, the largest pools of climate money are now underwriting a small number of enormously capital-intensive companies that look less like startups and more like industrial projects with venture funding attached. The question the market is answering in real time is which of the two Era 2 legacies survived the transition. And last month, the ledger answered, 40 of them didn't.
Section 2. The data set. Here is exactly what we screened, because in original research, the method is the credibility. We pulled every completed climate tech deal with a disclosed date in the trailing 30 days from institutional private market deal records. 200 dated transactions. 95 of them carried disclosed dollar figures, and those 95 summed to just over $4 billion. 75 were venture rounds, seed rounds, or accelerator checks, totaling $2.3 billion. 13 were acquisitions. 5 were secondary sales. 2 were IPOs. And 40 were recorded deaths, companies whose status flipped to out of business inside the same 30-day window.
Every number that follows comes from that pull, where figures were disclosed in pounds, euros, yen, or rupees, we note the conversion. Where a deal size was undisclosed, we say so rather than estimate. The 200 deal window is not the entire climate economy. It is a month-long deal-level slice of it, but it is large enough that the patterns inside it are not noise.
Two honest limitations before the findings, because a skeptical portfolio manager would raise both. First, the mortality count lags. A startup that quietly ran out of cash in the spring may only surface as a death in the records months later, which means the 40 dead almost certainly understate the true pace of failure rather than overstate it. Second, disclosed size coverage is incomplete by design. Early stage rounds, and especially non-US rounds, often publish no figure, so the $4 billion total is a floor, not a ceiling. Neither limitation flatters the thesis. Both push the same direction, more death and more concentration than the headline numbers show.
Section 3, the winners, capital becomes concrete. Start with the top of the ledger, because the winners share a fingerprint. The largest round of the month was a £450 million Series B, roughly $600 million, for Cusp AI, a company using artificial intelligence to discover new materials, led by New Enterprise Associates and Kleiner Perkins at a £1.57 billion pre-money valuation. The syndicate reads like a crossover between institutional venture and the AI industry's own Hall of Fame, AMD Ventures and EQT, alongside individual angels including Jeff Bezos, John Doerr, and a cluster of the field's best-known researchers.
Second, Antora Energy, which makes thermal batteries that store renewable electricity as heat in blocks of carbon, raised $550 million across a Series C stack at a $2.15 billion pre-money valuation, led by G2 Venture Partners and Eclipse, with BlackRock and decarbonization partners inside. Third, Mariana Minerals, a critical minerals developer, raised $310 million in a Series B led by Kosla Ventures, with BHP Ventures, Mitsubishi, Andreessen Horowitz, Breakthrough Energy, and notably, InQtel, the venture arm of the United States intelligence community, whose presence in a minerals round tells you exactly how strategic the supply chain has become.
And beyond venture entirely, Standard Nuclear, listed on the New York Stock Exchange in mid-July, raising $150 million at a $2.4 billion valuation. A nuclear company going public in the same month 40 green startups died.
The pattern is unmistakable. The money is going to atoms, not apps. Materials, storage, minerals, nuclear. These are companies whose products are physical, whose customers are grids and governments, and whose moats are measured in gigawatts and ore bodies. Even the software winner of the month, the carbon accounting platform Asune, raised its Series D from decarbonization partners, the BlackRock-Temasek joint vehicle, which is to say from infrastructure allocators, not software funds.
The geography of the winners tells the same story in a different register. The month's biggest rounds were not confined to Silicon Valley. A Bombay IPO for Juniper Green Energy, a development investment peep into India's Aether, a Series C for River Mobility with Toyota, Yamaha, Mitsui, and Marubeni all on the cap table, a yen-denominated Series D in Tokyo. The capital is concentrating, but it is concentrating globally, along the corridors where industrial policy and energy demand are actually growing. And it is pulling strategic corporates, not just financial sponsors, into the syndicates. When the trading houses of Japan and the venture arm of an intelligence agency show up in the same 30-day window, the asset class has stopped being a theme and started being a theater.
Section 4. The Dead. A Thesis Obituary. Now, the other 40 names, and we name them because the mortality side of the venture ledger is the part nobody publishes. Caribou Solar Power, Bergwind Energy, Electric Algae, High Engen, Lithgen, Kinetic Fusion System, Fernwald Carbon, EcoSpheres, Quiet Revolution, the vertical axis wind turbine company whose helical rotors were, for a moment 20 years ago, the icon of urban green design. Solar Int, Vertisol, Verdant Grid, Cafresh, Plantario, Plantenesis, and the MIST Agricultural Laboratory for the Farm Tech Shelf. World Watchers. 30 more beside them.
Read the list as a coroner rather than a cynic, and the cause of death is consistent. The dead cluster in the subsectors of the second era thesis: distributed and off-grid solar for emerging markets, small wind, hobbyist hydrogen, algae and bioconcepts, farm tech pilots, and the carbon credit adjacent software layer. These were companies built for a world of cheap capital, voluntary corporate offsetting, and patient grant funding. That world ended. The offset market collapsed under its own credibility crisis, corporate sustainability budgets were recut as costs, and the rate environment stopped forgiving 15-year paybacks. What is striking is not that these companies died, it is that they kept dying, on schedule, one a day, in the same month the biggest climate checks ever written were landing.
Section 5. The original angle. The ratio that governs the transition. Set the two lists against each other, and the month's real number emerges. 40 deaths against 52 later-stage venture rounds. A mortality ratio of roughly 3/4 of a death for every growth stage check. And that ratio is, if anything, flattering. Because out-of-business records lag reality. A company that ran out of cash in March gets recorded in July. The true cull is larger than the recorded one.
This is what a maturing capital cycle looks like from the inside. Era 2 overproduced companies. Era 3 is overproducing concentration. The transition's capital has not shrunk. $4 billion in a month in one vertical is a boom figure. It has narrowed. The market has decided that the energy transition will be won by a few dozen industrial-scale platforms and is actively withdrawing oxygen from everything else. For founders, the implication is brutal. In climate, the middle is gone. You are either raising $200 million to build something physical, or you are increasingly unfundable. For investors, the signal is that climate alpha has migrated from breadth to depth, from indexing the theme to underwriting specific assets.
And for the transition itself, the open risk is monoculture. If the concentrated bets miss, there is no longer a diverse undergrowth of alternatives to carry the load.
This content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial or investment advice. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 6. What to look for next.
The first signal is whether the mortality rate accelerates into year-end. Venture deaths cluster when follow-on markets close, and if the third and fourth quarter prints show the same one-a-day pace, the long-tail cull becomes a structural clearing event rather than a monthly blip. The second is the behavior of the crossover money. BlackRock, decarbonization partners, and the sovereign scale allocators are now the marginal climate check, so watch where their next three deals land. If they keep funding storage, minerals, and nuclear, the concentration thesis is confirmed in writing.
The third is the IPO window for industrial climate, Standard Nuclear's $2.4 billion listing, and the Bombay debut of Juniper Green Energy suggest public markets will pay for heavy asset green companies, and a successful follow-on cohort would pull even more private capital toward the concentrated end. The fourth is the distressed side becoming an asset class. Watch for acquisitions of the dying company's assets, patents, pilots, interconnection rights, and mineral claims by the concentrated winners, which is how the cull starts feeding the consolidation.
The fifth is policy. The dead list is heavy with companies whose models assumed subsidies and offset demand. So any major shift in tax credit or offset rules will show up in this data set within 2 quarters. In either direction, a credit extension would slow the cull, while another round of offset market discrediting would extend it to the next tier of the long tail. Each of these determines whether last month was the bottom of the shakeout or merely its first act. Section 7, the broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is that every infrastructure transition goes through this exact phase, a speculative overgrowth, a narrowing, and then the industrial build-out. Railroads killed 1,000 small lines before the trunk networks emerged. The internet killed 1,000 portals before the platforms consolidated. Climate tech is simply arriving at its own narrowing on schedule. The grief in the list is real. 40 teams, 40 sets of payrolls, 40 founders who watched the thesis close over them. But the capital has not left the field. It has stopped pretending the field was ever going to be flat.
There is a second pattern, and it is about who now sets the transition's agenda. When the biggest checks are written by infrastructure allocators, mining giants, and an intelligence community's venture arm, the direction of decarbonization is being set by actors whose timelines are geological and whose motives include national security. That is neither a scandal nor a conspiracy. It is what seriousness looks like when the bill finally comes due. But it does mean the cheerful, decentralized, consumer green vision of the second era is over, replaced by something heavier.
Which leaves the open question. If the transition now depends on a few dozen concentrated industrial bets, on batteries, minerals, and reactors that must actually work at scale, what happens to the world's decarbonization timeline if even a handful of them fail? The 40 dead are recorded. The 4 billion is deployed. The narrowing is the story. And next month's ledger will tell us whether it was a correction or a warning. Either way, we will be reading it.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai.
This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.